601, Unit 7, Recording 7.6. Listening 2. Conversation between three biology students. Hi, guys. Have you had a chance to work on our latest biology assignment on DNA databases?
I just got started with mine. I'm looking at it through a forensics lens. How about you, Randy?
I just started with mine, too. I'm focusing more on the ancestry and family reunification side. What about you, Kim?
I was torn between focusing on forensics use and ancestry and genetics. I think for me, a DNA database is such an interesting phenomenon because so much hypersensitive information is being stored in one place. I think they can be great tools for finding more out about your heritage, but also as a tool to help solve cold cases.
Very true. So which did you choose to focus on after all?
I ended up choosing to do my project on how DNA databases are used to help people learn more about their heritage. Since I never knew my father, I am really interested in learning more about that side of my family. I'm not all that interested in meeting or finding long-lost relatives, but I would like to know more about my heritage and ancestry.
Yeah, I similarly have an interest in learning more about my heritage. And I have a family member who never knew her father like you, Kim. However, she is very interested in finding and meeting potential relatives using a DNA database. So that's part of the reason I went this route.
Well, for me, I have a pretty good idea of my family's ancestry on both sides, and I'm pretty interested in forensics in general. I've heard a few stories on the news in the past couple of years talking about major breakthroughs in cold cases by using DNA found in an online database. I think it's so interesting that a cold case that once was thought to never be solved can get clues from online DNA data.
It is interesting, but it's a tricky situation too, don't you think? I mean, on the one hand, it's great to be able to solve cold cases, but on the other hand, is it in some way a violation of privacy? These people probably aren't necessarily giving their data to a database trying to convict themselves.
Yeah, I think it's a very fine line of using hypersensitive data and information like DNA to help with forensics. But at the end of the day, I think that for the greater good of society and humanity, it should be allowed to use to solve crimes.
It is a challenging concept, and there are definitely some ethical concerns. Nonetheless, I agree with Kim that ultimately it is beneficial for the greater good of society to be able to use the DNA in databases to solve crimes.
But sometimes there are mistakes, and maybe the DNA sample associated with someone online is not their DNA and was uploaded in an error. People could be wrongfully convicted for crimes that they didn't commit, right?
Of course, that's an unfortunate possibility.
I think you have to approach it by what is going to make the biggest difference in improving society and also take into account errors. If that was the case, Randy, I would hope that they would verify the DNA of the person to the sample before any decisions are made. But you're right. I'm sure errors do occur across all online DNA databases.
Without a doubt, it's a very interesting idea. And as forensics technology and practices continue to improve, I'm certain that using DNA databases to help solve crimes will as well.
That's for sure. So, Randy, is your family member actively trying out an online DNA database company to try and find relatives?
She just started with one company, and she's going to see how it goes before she decides if she wants to try more than one. She's really interested in learning more about her genetics, and specifically if any of her family members have experienced any major illnesses or diseases that might be passed down. I think she wants to try to start a family in the future, and she wants to know if there are any significant genetic mutations that she might pass along.
Has she considered getting a genome sequencing test done?
She has looked into it, but they can be quite expensive. She isn't wanting to have a family for another few years, so she wants to start with an online DNA kit first and then go from there.
I've also heard that genome sequencing tests can be quite costly. I hope she gets some answers from the online DNA kit.
I do too. Okay, well, nice to see you both, but I've got to run to my next class. Talk soon.
Bye.
See you later.